It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe. And you're listening at the show on Hip Hop National Radio. The topic of the show is Who Changed the World? And we're going to be coming from John chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. And the topic, like I say, is going to who changed the world. But this program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. This program will be about ordinary people and real pain, not the kind you see on television, housewives of Atlanta or basketball wise. So I'm trying not to put a division line among them, but to unite all people. See, whenever you talk about religious or politics, that's what usually happens. So I'm just a person. Want to help my brothers and sisters to have a better, balanced life and use the aid of the Bible to enrich your life. I would like this for some of your dreams and not give up so easy. See, we will only go over about two or three scriptures so you don't, you know, so you don't get choked on. I read long and now let me petition God. Say a prayer, open up with prayer. God, sometimes it's so hard to pick one thing to be thankful for when your love has given us so many options to praise your name. But tonight I would like to say, for every ear that out there listen, help them to draw close to you and to keep loving their heart and help them to keep studying your word and to draw close to you. And this I ask in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. But right now we're going to go to a short break. But we will be back and discuss who changed the world. And the first scripture that we will be coming from is John chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. But after the message, we will be
coming. This is the TV.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe. You're listening to the program through Hip Hop National Radio. The topic of tonight is Who Changed the World? And our first scripture tonight will be, we're going to come from 1 John chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. First scripture will be John chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. I just like to give you a disclaimer out there. I'm not coming from the King James Version of the Bible, but I do have the King James Version Bible at hand here. But I'm coming from the study Bible guide to help you to understand the scripture a little bit better. So, but I do have the King James Version Bible, and I do read it. So I'm just putting that out there as a disclaimer. But reading the first scripture of the night, John chapter 3 and verse 17 and 18. That's what the scriptures say. For God sent forth his Son into the world, not for him to judge the world, but for the world to be saved through him. He that exercises faith in him is not to be judged. That does not exercise faith has been judged already, because he has not exercised faith in the name of the only begotten Son of God. People fail to realize the seriousness of life. Ask yourself, who changed the world? A powerful message of hope and comfort has affected lives of people earthwide. See, I haven't left no footprint on the sand of time. See, but your everyday life have influence to hold hearts and minds in your gentle grasp. See, you can add meaning to this world if you can transform hate to love. First, you have to repent and be merciful and willing to forgive. To affirm ourselves how desperately we need ourselves to destroy hate. See, you don't have to have fortune and fame to give to life. See, just your name could make changes in this world. With your powerful message, how you fulfill all that your heart yearns to do, and how the worst moment or the worst day of your life did reconstruct disappointment. See, be proud of who you are. So you fought against determination and prevail the ongoing torture state. Because there was no one to see your glory, so seek to please God and not man. Because there was no one to see your glory, so you got to turn to God and please him instead of man. See, avoid becoming paralyzed with fear. Hold fast to what is fine, and be determined to please God. See, self-doubt's where does danger lurks. Seeing who we are admit injuries to self-esteem. To demonstrate the depths of our loyalty, for you going the second mile, you firmly establish we are not immune to self-examination. Because distraction would never live to die. See, distraction would never live to die. See, self-control makes you remember the dramatic impact God makes you recall. See, he makes you recall he shall never desert you nor leave the overwhelming task. But sometimes we ask, when can I see my storm die? And God tell us we cannot succeed on our own. So you have to stop being afraid and engage what distracts us from fear. And these are some of these the keys that distract us from fear. See, you abandon steadiness, strength, self-control. See, your doubts are growing. See, this system is too complex. See, you would need to be courageous to survive. See, God's spirit is what you need. See, he fought against fear and doubt. So it's up to you to stop being afraid of vengeance. See, he will imprisonment it because it contradicts your potentials. So you need to be reliable and not be tempted unexpected. See, God will tell the peace to be still, and torment will be no more. But if you believe in him, you wouldn't need to ask, when can I see my storm die? See, if you believe in him, you wouldn't need to ask, when can I see my storm die? Or how can you help? What do you need to try to eliminate your duration of grieving? See, digging deeper provide ongoing support. See, verbalize your character. Transform negative intention to realistic emotions. See, what is God doing in my life now? That's what you need to ask yourself. What is God doing in my life now? See, you can gain God trust. See, experience the truthfulness of those words. Have reason, expectation to transform discomfort. See, the damaging effect of sin foreshadows the things to come. See, you can shorten the days that are full of trouble, that influence the depths of your pain. Keep vandalizing wickedness. Represents something greater than discomfort. Vandalizing wickedness represents something greater than discomfort. See, real peace has eluded us to think realistic. Invisible spirits, demons, are behind such attack. And he is delighting in harassing our conscience. But at this time, right now, we're going to go to another break. And I want to tell those people that just tuning in to the Ministry of Motivation, my name is John Lowe, the host of the show. And you listen to this program through Hip Hop National Radio. But we're going to go to a short break. And after these short breaks.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on.
This is a forecast of a storm. For some it seems the storm just won't pass. For you it seems so dark this day will never.
Don't give it over.
Stop messing with it.
Over with. This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe. Yeah, you listen to this program from Hip Hop National Radio. The topic is Who Changed the World? And our second scripture for tonight is going to be John chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. It's going to be John chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. This will be our second scripture of tonight. And it reads, it says, "For he that practices vile things hate the light and does not come to the light, in order that his work may not be reproved. But he that does what is true comes to the light, in order that this work may be made manifest in having been worked in harmony with God." Now prove yourself ready and remain watchful and keep an expectation and keep your eyes on things unseen. Be observant, focus on improving your skill and recognizing Satan's trap. See, determination promises no regrets and giving powerful evidence that your mind was established. See, balance is needed to reaffirm the unfulfilling word your heart was spoken, has been spoken to. You see, love has failed to notice that your love was not with you. See, everyone at times find it hard to obey their soul. So be proud of who you are and take a successful stand against what you should know to resist temptation. See, God's kind heart was not unfailing in reaching your darkest moment. You have to be displeased with your destination. See, only you can add a step in the walk of life. See, why are you prosecuting and do not consider it beneath your dignity to teach people how to support one another, to grow and prevail despite of opposition? You know, cultivate humility, haughtiness, and cling proudly to your kind heart. So you must conquer the time you will have left. And when you look back on your life, will it be clear that you made wise choices? Deprive yourself of danger existing. I can succeed on my own. Do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. Learn how to let go of things in your life so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't discovered yet about yourself. See, love knows not its own depth until the hour comes of separation. See, the mind is a vicious cycle. See, I discovered the conversation taking place in my head, much as my pain is self-chosen, is here to fulfill your emptiness, not your need. You have to find some keys in life to empower yourself. It starts with self-commitment. See, circumstances will force you to make decisions to act. How to unleash your own greatness. Only then, when personal development will discover the pain in yourself. Sometimes in life, our misery becomes our mission. And some people's fantasy become their reality. See, unsatisfied what became a tragedy. Love can free you from a needless fear. You don't have fear. You have other people's fears, what have been implanted in your mind. That's why people don't understand themselves. For most of their lives, they had to live in someone else's story. So you must revisit your standards and come to the conclusion to improve the way that I react. See, if you declare a war with yourself over this issue, you are for a strenuous battle, a battle that you're almost certain to lose. You must push your limitation well beyond your expectation. I need to ask yourself a question. Why you wouldn't move out the way and let limitation progress. Because of being not separated from your concentration, see, you will be enslaved to your own mind. See, enslavement or enslaved belongs to all corrupt conditions of the mind. Stop becoming satisfied and letting limitation have its way with your decisions. It's only hindering you from receiving your blessings. See, bedarkened individuals cannot see their glory. So people will try to force their pain in your life. See, the key to true freedom is independence from other people's opinion of you. See, a encouragement must be between your heart and your mind. Only then can wisdom begin to act with discretion and begin to direct your steps. See, the evil is trying to materialize the kind heart that you have. See, love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. See, love starts out like a blank sheet of paper. As we fill this blank sheet of paper with decisions, action, and experience of life that shape our individuality and personality, people with passion and desire take some false steps before he or she is aware of it and try to readjust their steps or their life. So who changed the world is a powerful message. And Jesus Christ was that person that delivered that powerful message. But your life can also impact people's life, and your life is a message to people. But right now, we're going to go to a break, and after these breaks, we'll be right back, and we're going to open the lines up to people out there to have anything to say or to add on to the show after these messages.
All right. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, having a little technical difficulties, but I wanted to make sure you guys understand what we do here. Hip Hop National help connect the dots between music industry, music artists, and music listeners. Your participation is warranted. We really need your participation, and we need your music. We need you to help support the program by uploading your music at www.hiphopnationalradio.com. John Lowe has the Ministry of Motivation every Sunday, and the Ministry of Motivation is to help you connect with your spiritual side of things as in the real world of practicing of what we're living in today. And John has got this powerful message that he is communicating in a very effective manner, because he's not taking it just from one side of things, but he's bringing it full scope. So we'd like you to participate. You can call in at 213-559-2995. Again, that number is 213-559-2995. Press the number 1 that allow us to know that you would like to participate in the show. We'll be back in just a moment. You listen to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all stay with us.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development, website hosting, internet audio presentation, voiceovers, professional beat production, publicity, radio and record promotion, consulting, corporate identities, event planning and promoting, printing, graphic design, CD pressing and duplication, voice on home, radio commercial production, TV commercial production, video production, call conversion, contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation, y'all. My name is John Lowe. Listen to this program from Hip Hop National Radio. Topic of the night is Who Changed the World? Right along with that, we're going to open up the line, and the first caller on the line is 327-564. State your name and where you're from.
Rashida, St. Petersburg, Florida.
How you doing, Rashida? How you doing? Is there anything, is there any message that your life had changed in somebody's life, or you have something you would like to expound on or anything?
I promote black people loving themselves, loving all skin colors, particularly dark skin, and I think the hip-hop industry needs to do a better job of that, because if they did, they would be making a good example for young girls that's coming up, and so that the young dark-skinned girls particularly, so that they won't have low self-esteem, because as quiet as it's kept, it's a lot of low self-esteem out there in terms of that issue, and I think rappers and hip-hop has a whole lot that they can do about that.
Yeah, that's true, the message that they give out or give to people, it can change people's lives. And people, and majority of kids, what they see is that, beautiful women and all that, fancy cars and stuff like that. And that's what, that you got to be slim, to be beautiful or to think yourself to be beautiful.
Right.
And everything. But I see that you have a powerful message that you would like, that's a powerful thing, and a message, something that you would like to get out there to cross people and stuff like that. But, that means that you have love in your heart for your brothers and sisters, for everybody.
Absolutely.
Sometimes peace is beyond forgiveness sometimes, the emptiness in people, feelings in their heart, that's what hurt a lot of people, and that's why we need balance in life.
Right.
And try to relay a powerful message to people, and that can change the world, and that start off from individuals in life. And I just want to recommend you for standing up and saying for your feelings and stating that that's what needs to be pointed out in people's lives and stuff like that.
Right. And I'm really enjoying the show. I think you have a powerful message, so it's a really good show.
Well, it's people like you that make it a powerful show, and that's what I want to try to turn the show into, more about the people and their influence they have on other people's lives that can impact people's lives and change. And so that's what most of this is about. It's about,
right.
The message that you're trying to relay to other people out there, because somebody's always watching you and checking out what you're doing in life, and they take it to heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of difficult things that happen into the younger generation, because
mm-hmm.
just for what you're talking about, what it is, the suicide rate is very high on the teen.
Yes.
And I thought about that once you said about that, And that's a powerful message that we need to get across. And that's something God needs a person like you to keep out there fighting and getting that message out there to people. And you're welcome to call into this show anytime and participate.
Thank you.
That's what it's all about, because what you're talking about is comfort people in life, If somebody's going through something in life and somebody needs a powerful message to change their life, and that's
right.
Basically what life is all about, and that's what Jesus tried to implant in us, and you know, to lead us to follow His instructions.
Absolutely.
I mean, that, you know, that's a great thing. You know, you keep that faith and keep that love and trying to get some powerful message out here. You know, that's the only thing that's going to change the world is a powerful message. So that's what I thought about the time.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Stay tuned. You know, keep calling in. Don't stop.
Can I say something?
Yeah,
definitely. Okay. Well, I think that basically, yeah, I feel like, well, with me, like what I do is I try to inform people that I'm a Christian. You know, like it's like I try to throw that in and stuff. I think if somebody's not a Christian, then. It's like soon I convert them to Christian. Because I think that's what people should basically do, like with anything, like whatever music you're listening to or whatever. Like, you know, you can bring up God through, like, some things that you're talking about. If you hear somebody sound like they're, like, at a hard time or something like that, I think it's very important for us to bring up God and stuff and shouldn't feel, like, ashamed of bringing His name up. Because, you know, as we're getting older and stuff like that, it's like we are basically fighting a battle, you know? So it's like, you know, it's like, just do it for yourself.
I would just like to say, you know, I want to commend you for standing up and want to use God's name in your conversation and when you talk to people.
I think the more you talk about God, because I noticed when I was like younger, it was more like, you just sound like somebody who basically do nothing but read the Bible every day or something like that. But as we get older and stuff like that, we see how much God really has helped us and give us blessings and has taken care of us and protect us and things like that. And then also, we also see that when we talk about God, it's like something inside you changes and your atmosphere changes. You feel better, and a lot of good things come because of that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because, listen, in us is a spirit. God gave us a spirit of love. That's the greatest quality that God has is love. The only thing love wants to do is fulfill itself. And you have love for God and fulfill it. You have to say, when I talk to people, I have to bring God's name in the conversation somewhere. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, because, you know, I got a spiritual side in me, and I have to feed that spiritual side, just like you're saying, because, you know, it's making me feel better. And then that's the thing that people need to do is once you learn God and get a relationship with God, only then you're going to love yourself. That's only then really set into your heart when you love God. That's when you find yourself. And like I say, and this is what it sounds like you're doing is finding yourself. And cause we all searching for better understanding in life. And through the Word of God, that's where you're going to find it. But you can, you know, like I say, I'm just trying to unite everybody with this program. I don't want it to be about typical church-going people or the people that have stopped going to church. I want to unite everything. It doesn't make no difference what church you're coming from, either Muslim or Catholic or Baptist. You know, I'm trying to, you know, unite everybody, the human family.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to do with this ministry. But like I said, that's a great thing. And you keep that love in your heart. You keep that love in your heart, and you keep calling in, and we look forward to hearing from you in the future.
Yeah.
Hey, John.
Wait, that's a great topic.
Can I say something, man? I agree with you, John. I agree with what I heard Rashida said earlier about, you know, the culture, our culture and how we can, because she was saying that her thing is helping black girls embrace their girls of a darker color, darker skinned color. She was talking about embracing their self-esteem. And honestly, we for some reason on this earth, why I don't know, people start to think one color is better than the other, even within a black race. And it's a sad thing. And what she said, Rashida was saying, I really think her message is really strong. And Rashida, I know you're still there, right?
No, she left.
No,
I'm still here.
Rashida, could you yes, tell us what made you get to that level of where you feel that this message had to come from? What took you there? Why did you come to that message and need to get that message out?
From being abused. As I call it, dark skin mental abuse. That's what happened. And trying to figure out a way to self heal. So it actually helps me to heal myself by speaking out on it, and I do plays on it and all this other kind of stuff because I'm still in the process of healing myself. So that's really where it comes from. So yeah.
But is, you know, this is just my opinion, John. It's good how God used, like you say, used the pain, and that pain, what she's going through, have gone through, is made her to speak out, to speak up, and do something about it. You're not staying curled over in the corner and getting beat up. You're doing something about it, Rashida. Very
right.
powerful. Very powerful, right. And that's God living through you.
Absolutely, yeah.
What you think, John?
Can I say something?
I think that
basically it's just really like what John was saying, that basically you're not supposed to have fear. When you have fear and stuff like that, you're gonna let people just say whatever they want, and then it's like it's gonna go in your mind. But you gotta also you got to also not be, like, too sensitive. You got to prepare yourself mentally and just know that, you know, you got to just prepare yourself mentally with the scriptures in the Bible, and then you just keep ignoring whatever the devil is coming with, and he will just flee.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, to me, you make an interesting point, Aria, because really – that's just the devil. That is the devil in itself. He comes to kill and destroy. And if he can shut something down, I think he's definitely gonna do it, because that's his plot.
Exactly.
His plan.
And also, I just want to say this: like, some people are just like ignorant. They don't really know. They don't really understand. They don't know yet because they haven't been there. You know, if you go to Africa, it has a whole nother rhythm. Because, you know, I feel like the United States is way too far away from Africa, so nobody really can feel Africa's energy or see anything. But really, it's like, you know, even in the Bible, it says that he said the children of Egypt, he created them, special. So, yeah, everything, like the skin tone, everything. But well, these people don't really know that. Some people do know that. A lot of other white people do, like, know that too. But, you know, like, a lot happened in the past and stuff. You just basically got to just forgive, forget, and, you know, just know Jesus got on the cross for our sins, and he saw there was sin in the world, and he forgave us. So that's gone. And nobody has anything to be putting their head down on, like, just laugh about it. And just, like, you don't even need to even, like, think anything negative about it. Just ask God to erase it out your mind, and then you just say Psalms 139 verse 14, I praise thee for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and that's it. Because it's just basically what it is.
That's one thing I had recognized Satan trap
you know, and that's what you need to do, recognize Satan traps and things that he got out there. And I'm dark-skinned, and I'm a dark-skinned man. And like I say, back in my days and stuff like that growing up.
Well, that's a beautiful color.
Yeah, I learned to love myself. And
yeah.
I wouldn't let nobody else's opinion, you know, become my reality in life. You have to get your confidence up in life. Because see, God made you, and he loves you. Because if he wouldn't, he wouldn't have made you. If anybody claim that you're ugly, it's not you, it's them. See, the ugliness is in their eyes. It's not in your eyes. That's where the hate and the prejudice and discrimination is at in life. Those people are just emptiness in life. They're empty and stuff like that. So, you know, they have a battle which they fighting within themselves because they empty themselves. So, and the first thing a person do is lash out to hurt somebody when they in pain and stuff like that. But you have to learn how to love yourself, and that's one of the keys to get you on the right path. To learn how to love yourself, you might hear that a lot of time when people say it, but it's true. But once you get a relationship with God, you learn how to love yourself. Accept yourself, because God himself made you special. He made you, and you're the only one. And it's up to you. You know, life is a gift. And you owe God the responsibility to produce what you have inside of you, because it was a gift. So never let nobody take away your gift or your authority over yourself, your control.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, but that's, you know, I want to commend you for taking a stand in life and trying to make a difference. You know, that's what the topic is all about, making changes. And your life can influence people's life. You doesn't have to be rich and famous to have a message to tell somebody or to change something. But it's a very powerful story in what you bring to us tonight. You know, like I say, you continue to listen to the show, and you call in and participate, so that helps us. And then people out there need to hear your pain, because that's what comforts people, because somebody out there going through this. You know, like I say, I think the young teen rate of suicide is very high, and because of that, it's low self-esteem. I have a true story. I have a true story to tell, and it kind of impelled me to try to mentor the people. There was this little boy in our neighborhood. He was no more than about 12 or 13 years old. It's a sad story. They found this young man hung himself. He was no more than 12 years old. He hung himself. From that point on, I said to myself, how can a young child, age of 12 or 13, how can he hate himself that much? Because a kid's mind is not cluttered with a lot of crazy things, because they got a free spirit. Only thing they know is love. It's what they was implanted in their mind to make them hate themselves. So that's one of the things in my life that wanted, you know, to reach out to people and try to help, because it's a sad story for a child, 12 or 13, to want to hang himself and kill himself.
Wow.
And that was a sad story. And like I said, I think about that, what you said about to help young kids to see those things about them in life, to learn about themselves and learn how to express themselves. And like I say, That story that you told just touch home with me. But it's a thing, the high rate of suicide teens taking their lives at such a young age and have so much to offer. It could have been the next lawyer or the president, anybody to implant those type of thoughts in kids' mind. You know, like I said, it's sad. So we need to try to be better people and be careful what we say and what we do. And but the society that we live in, you know, it says something else.
I feel like God has a purpose for everybody, so we don't want anybody to die.
No, that's right.
We really want everybody to live.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. That's true.
Everybody needs to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I say, we enjoyed the conversation that you had, and stay tuned and listen. Continue to listen to the show tonight and stuff like that. We're going to bring on another caller and add him on to the topic, you know, on the panel.
Actually, John, he left a while ago.
He left a while ago?
Yeah, he did. He said his phone was battery was dying, so we're unable to bring that other caller in.
Okay. So you would like to go through a break, Poet, and then we can, you know, come back and start, you know, continue to talk about, you know, the topic.
Okay. All right. We'll be back in just a moment, guys. Just want to let you guys know, this is what we do every day of the week, 7 days a week. We come up with, various topics that impact this industry of music on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And Sunday, we want to touch bases with your spiritual side. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, it is music. And we support your music program, all your music, right here on the program, from gospel, hip-hop, pop, R&B. As long as the music has a message, a good message, clean message, and clean music, we can support it here on our program. In order to bridge the gap between the music genres, the only thing we ask is give us clean concepts and give us clean music. It does not have to be just a spiritual song to be on the show, but we are a Christian-based program. So please understand that and respect that, and we respect you. Go to www.hiphopnational.com and connect with us. We're waiting for your music now, as we speak. Y'all stay with us. There's more on the other side.
Calling all music lovers, entertainers, and entertainment professionals. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. Pop, rock, R&B, and soul. Hip Hop National presents the Jammin' or Slammin' competition. Jammin' or Slammin' is one of the few competitions in the world where the recording artists are judged by an online interactive audience. That's right, the audience decides. Log on to hiphopnational.com and sign up now.
You cannot win if you don't get in.
So if you're ready, step your game up.
And get ready to win.
Get ready to win cash. That's right. That's right. Cash.
And other prizes.
So if you think you got what it takes, then bring it to the Jam It or Slam It competition. Just sign on and sign up at hiphopnational.com.
The Jam It or Slam It competition must have a minimum of 25 competitors. If by any means canceled, all monies will be fully refunded.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from Hip Hop National partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development. Also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
What you want? I said, baby, baby, I with Christ, y'all. I got that word, y'all.
Hey.
I walk with Christ and you know that I'm sold out. Like a soda in the machine, no doubt. Go ahead and put your quarter in and pick a can. Forget that devil, he coming, I'ma kick the can. Yeah, I consider myself a man of God. Matter of fact, I'm praying to the only God. God Almighty, I look into the skies. I am a superstar, I be up in the sky. Plus I realize, nothing in this world can ever change my feeling about you, Lord. And then I know something is changing in my life. But, hey, I'ma give you my world. And anyway, I ain't tripping off these people that be backsliding. Matter of fact, I'm in the back with the Lord riding. Chillin' in the backseat, but if you serve the Lord, guess what? There's no backseat.
What you want, what you want, baby, baby, I got it. And what you need, you'll be right here next to me. What you want, baby, baby, I got it. And what you need,
what you need,
right here next to me. Right here next to me.
What you need, any problems that you're going through, anything you're going through. Matter of fact, rip it open and go through. Look in the mirror, guess what you see is you. Probably like me, full of dead man's bone. But guess what, my dead man's gone. And I'm filled with the spirit. Left foot, right foot. Going wrong when you ain't on the right foot. I'm doing right, look, you doing right too. Be Christ-like, yeah, just like you. And that's what it is, that's what it be. Crazy for Christ, yeah, to feel me. But I'm still iller, God got me high. No angel wings, but I'm still fly. Looking good when I'm walking through. You see the Christ in me, I see the Christ in you.
Look. What you want, baby, baby, I got it.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation, and you listen to the show from Hip Hop National Radio. And the topic was tonight was Who Changed the World? This program, you know, is to talk about, you know, ordinary people and real life things that take place in people's lives and how could it influence people's lives. But tonight we I'm gonna end the show with a prayer. But we host this show every Sunday right here on Hip Hop National. It's every Sunday, but I think this week we're gonna have an earlier time frame, but we will be posting things on Facebook and Twitter to let you know what time it will be that we're going to start hosting this the new time frame for the show and stuff like that. But I would like to thank y'all for tuning in tonight and with this with Hip Hop National and in the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe. But we're going to end the show tonight, and I just want to give everybody a thank you for tuning in tonight and listening to the show. And let me close out with a prayer. God, I would just like to come to you tonight and say thank you so much for helping your kids out here to learn how to love themselves and to teach them that you are a father to them, that you can be a father to them if they need to talk to you. Help this show to motivate people to look at life in a different angle and help them to draw close to you, God. This I pray in your son's name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, guys. Stay tuned for the music, a part of the show. We got a half hour of music right here for you. Y'all stay with us. You listen to Hip Hop National Radio. And we're going to go to some music. again in just a moment. Here's Rain.
Nothing goes through. Bills running over and I'm tired of going through. I can't explain this feeling. I've been struggling hard, I'm all working, no pay. Fall to my knees and fold my hands up for a brighter day. Look down and please see about me. Though your tears fall like rain. Just gotta know it's gonna be okay. Instead of walking away, giving your life to him, he's there to mend up your heart and to show you daily, I am the Lord of all. Gotta have faith and trust in him. Not enough to enjoy, and lonely not to mention. I keep praying to God in the midst of my pain, seeing great grace bouncing back again. I'm reminded of one single thing, yeah. Oh, your tears fall like rain. Just gotta know it's gonna be okay. Instead of walking away, give your life to him. He's there to mend up your heart and to show you daily, I am the Lord of all. We'll be right back.
Got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBeebeShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Alright, you're locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. Please upload your music at www.hiphopnational.com. We're waiting on it, and we want to connect with you. That's www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Up next, we have I'm Not Me. Stay with us.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about right here. For real though, we got to go hard for the Lord, you know? God knows I ain't perfect, but His Son is. Amen. Lord, help us stop being odd and start representing God. Don't judge me, I won't judge you. Love me, and I love you. I'm no one special, Lord, but in your eyes I'm special, see. And changing me from glory to glory, your specialty recipe. I pray you get the best of me. You're taking all my worst, Lord. G-O-E, God over everything. Help me put you first, Lord. Prime position, no switching. My mission is vision. Godly love relations, no religion. Rebuking division. Separate the partition. Lord God, because we are Christians, regardless, we're all the body of Christ. So help us remember who God is.
Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man.
You can accomplish much more, give God the glory and put Him on a mount. No rush more, some folks are like, what for? God isn't real, but He hasn't changed their hearts yet, so they don't know the deal. God give them something they can feel, or send your word right to them, dividing asunder of soul and spirit, cut right through them.
Lord, I am not me, help me be a changed man.
Now enter
into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater. Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Level make Marines holler, hoorah, simplified. He got that power, much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive, it's just something that me conscious. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Yeah, now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong arm. First you're gonna hear that trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Get the music right, don't be caught up singing thongs. No, read up on your words too, and don't be focused on songs. Came and died for the homies. Got enough blood for you and also for your homies. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, but don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bogey. Snatch it back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, to start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, to start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. My cousin Alpha and Omega, the creator, the final way maker, on top and ungreater. The soul of Satan is a lion, full-fledged hater. He can hate all he want, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry he can't ignore. Why you think God Jesus came? To pay the price we can't afford. Worthy, righteous, holy, what else is that you can't adore? To the Lord, he did more. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing.
All right, up next, we got G-Squad with Marching. Stay with us.
There will be marching without sound. Song will be singing in the east. Song will be gathering way in the west. Song will be shouting way in the north.
They will be marching way down south. They will be singing in the east. They will be gathering in the west. They will be shouting in the north. They will be marching way down south. They will be singing in the east. They will be gathering in the west. They will be shouting in the north.
Torn apart, that's why
why I pray every day that this world change. Why can't we come together in the 229? There's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. Why can't we come together in the 229? There's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. See, this a cold world that we living in. And this a cold world that we trying to take. We gotta make it home. We gotta change our life. We gotta do it for the good and the bad, home.
It's people out in prison, every day they fighting charges. It's soldiers in the army, every day they fighting war. My people's in the hospital, every day they fighting pain. My people's in the nursing home, don't even know their name. We raping, we robbing, we stealing and killing. Drugs on every corner, tell me who can I turn to? I'm speaking to the 229, let's stop the violence. Don't 4-5 them AKs, let's put them guns away.
They
put them
will
up.
Be marching, we're down south.
So they will be.
Praise.
praise him in the noonday. I'll praise him who inhabits all of my
days. HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.